Started.
Okay.
Okay. Well, welcome everyone to the December Planning and Budget Committee meeting. My name's Kirby. I'm with the department. I think everybody knows me by this point. Just a few things. We are meeting per the Open Meetings Act, so the meeting is recorded and is being recorded and will be posted to the department website within the next day or two. Also, if you have any questions or are making any statements, please just state your name. It's helpful when capturing the minutes. And please make sure your phone or computer is muted if you aren't speaking, just to prevent any feedback. I'm going to go ahead and go through the attendance quick, and then I'll hand it over to you, Ben. So like I said, my name's Kirby Fye with the department. We have Amy Holland with the department, Avis Easley with the department, Kurt Hipple with the department, Ben Harrington, the Planning and Budget Committee Chair, Debbie Hillen, and Shara Biggs.
Okay. Well, we've been talking about this sort of offline before everyone got in. This could be a very brief meeting. It could also not be brief, so we'll have to see. So thank you, Kirby, for welcoming us and doing the introductions. And the first item on our report is the year two report effective August of 2021 from the three-year plan. Kirby?
Hi. Okay, so I'm really familiar with both of these reports. Oh, hi, Rebecca. Rebecca Lewis joined us as well. Hello. Hi. So I'm just going over, Rebecca, you just joined just in time. I'm just going over the three-year plan, year two, FY21, August report. So the three-year plan, the department updates them yearly, and then we have two reporting periods. We have February and August. So August report will show the reporting piece, I believe, starts on page 20 at the end of the document. So that will include the entire fiscal year. And you can see all the programs divided up by divisions and offices to see how they did with their programs. I don't know. Do you have any questions? I don't want to ramble here. If there's a program, I should note this. If there is a program that did not meet their goal for the fiscal year, that's when they fill out that last piece is the explanation column that kind of talks about what may have led to them not meeting their goal and what they plan to change next year with that goal so that they could meet it. You will see a lot of programs are still impacted by COVID. As we all know, everything's impacted by COVID right now.
And Kirby, would you mention something about what happens when any new programs come into being in the midst of a three-year plan and how that program actually gets added?
Right. So like I said, this is updated every we usually begin the process in June of every year. That's when I'll reach out to department staff to begin thinking about their three-year plan for the following fiscal year. So we do have that a lot, but we'll have divisions or offices that will say, hey, we just started collecting data on this. I'd like to incorporate it. They can add that in June. So you'll find that there's some programs that there might not be, it might just say NA in the first column for a baseline, because that might be the very first year that they started collecting data on it. So you'll see new programs throughout. You'll also find divisions too, or offices that have been collecting data for certain things for a while. I know this happened with Monty with faith-based, where he had been collecting data for all these different programs, but wasn't incorporating them into the three-year plan. And he's like, wait, this is really important. Maybe I should start incorporating this so everybody can see what's going on. So you'll see that as well.
Right. Good. Does anyone have
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say it's called the three-year plan, but they can update it every year. So
right.
They can change it every year.
Well, it's very much a living document. Mm-hmm. And that's why it keeps getting updated. And also we keep adding new programs and services when, you know, we're fortunate to have new programs and services added, you know, to the continuum of services that the state supports. So, okay. Debbie, Shara, Rebecca, did you have any questions of Kirby on the year two report?
No, sir, I didn't. This is Debbie.
Okay.
Hey, this is Shara. I don't have any questions either.
Okay.
I see a question from Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca. Okay, so you asked, so the three-year plan shows a pattern of growth. For certain programs, yes. So there's some programs that have remained the same, and they are, you know, part of that division or office, so they don't change. They could be in there for years and years. So it shows how they're doing each year. I hope I clicked on the right thing. So yeah, I don't want to say necessarily pattern of growth, because not all these programs stay in there for all 3 years. A lot of them do. Really, they're looking at it over the past year to see, hey, is this effective? Are we meeting our goals? Is there something that's getting in the way of us meeting our goals? Can we adjust this? You know, they also look at the needs assessment every year too, which changes every year. So that's incorporated as well. Really, the three-year plan is meant to show the public how the department is utilizing funds in their programs and how they're utilizing the needs assessment to help establish some of their programs where they can. You know, it's not possible to get every single need that's identified, but they definitely look at it and try to incorporate it when possible.
Well, and it also identifies fairly simple yet robust, if I could say that, metrics for the programs that you're looking at to be able to identify, you know, your goals and your objectives and measure any success to be able to report, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Is this report, Kirby, a federally required report to be done?
I believe it's state statute. Is it not, Avis?
Good morning, everybody. Hi, Ben. Yes, this is a statutorily required report and plan. It is in Title 33 under that statute, and we are required to meet this statute on an annual basis to establish, number one, the development of the plan. And think of the three-year plan as a strategic plan for the department. And of course, if you have a strategic plan, you definitely want to have data and outcomes, and hopefully progress is what we're shooting for. And so this is the purpose of the report. It is statutorily required.
Right. Okay. But it is not federally required. That's a different report.
No, it is not federally required. However, we do use the needs assessment and the three-year plan in the development of the block grant. That information is shared with department, division staff, and offices. So as we work on the mental health block grant and the block grant report, what we do is try to align all of our documents in the department to be able to include information in all our aligned documents in the mental health block grant. So since this three-year plan serves as a strategic plan for the department and outcomes, staff utilize that three-year plan as they're developing their goals, action statement, strategies, and outcomes in the mental health block grant.
Good. Thank you. So Kirby, because we've discussed the year two report, mm-hmm. Is there any changes to the conversation to be made regarding the three-year plan?
So, okay. So for the August report, I guess the biggest thing for you all to take a look at, I guess, would be the reporting piece, which I said, I believe starts on page 20. I don't have it right in front of me. anything that stands out to you? I mean, this goes through such a review process that if there's anything that stands out to us, like, hey, this is way off, let's get some clarification here. We're going to try and get clarification. I mean, we're definitely going to get clarification before it's released to you all, or some type of explanation on something. So I guess if there's nothing that really stands out to you all, we can move on to year three of the three-year plan, if you'd like.
Yeah, let's move on to year three.
Okay. So year three, which is FY22, which is what we're in now, you'll see throughout the document, I've highlighted areas that utilize the 2021 needs assessment. You'll see as like a little footnote. You'll definitely see as a footnote in the reporting piece, and then in the body of the document, it's kind of scattered throughout wherever it's at, wherever it's whatever program is it is, you'll see a little asterisk there. I know DSAS made some changes to their programming. They've removed a few programs and then they added a few programs as well. Mental health services, obviously, too. Mainly it's been additions, not really removing things, but more so additions to stuff. And then we'll have a reporting piece. So obviously there's nothing to report on yet because we're still in the middle of FY22. So we'll have a February report. And then we'll have an August report that'll be in 2022. So this is really just looking at the plans that the department is, the programs that the department is running right now.
Yeah. Okay. So any questions for Kirby here, folks? Okay. Well, let's move the agenda along then. Good job, Kirby and team. Thank you. So Kirby, you've got on here date and time and agenda items for future planning and budget committee meetings.
Right. So I think we talked the last time we met, which was in May, I believe, we talked about holding planning and budget committee meetings as the committee sees fit, not really having a set date. So I know typically planning and budget committee will meet to review the needs assessment and the February report. So if you want to keep that standing, we can. That would take place in May. And really, if you wanted to hold a meeting for whatever reason before, you could. It's really up to you all. There's not really a set requirement on when you – it's up to you all how often you'd like to meet.
Well, I'm going to just tell you what I think. I think it might be nice to be able to schedule a planning and budget committee meeting sometime in February after the governor's budget has been presented. I think that would be important for us to convene and at least have some better understanding of what is there. Okay. And so that's February. And then we then can do the May meeting as we discussed previously.
Okay. So what I'll do, as it gets closer to, I'll reach out to you for a specific date and I'll reach out to the committee members for specific dates that work for everyone. And then we can go from there.
Yeah. It's got to come after the state budget is presented. That way we know what's kind of what's in and what's not. And
yeah.
Stuff. Okay. All right. So I did have a item that was not on the agenda that I wanted to ask about, Kirby and Avis. Is there a calendar of the needs assessment process timeline that we need to make sure we're aware of? Key dates?
For the needs assessment?
Yes, ma'am.
So the needs assessment, the worksheets are for the regional councils. are due to me by April 1st. I believe April 1st is on a weekday. It's the first weekday by April 1st. Let's see. Okay. I can't believe I'm looking at 2022 already. So April 1st is a Friday. So those are due to me April 1st.
Yeah.
And that's to give some wiggle room because, you know, I might have some questions and need to reach back out to regional councils for clarification and things like that. Right. So usually it's finalized. Typically, I should knock on wood somewhere. Typically, it's finalized by beginning of May, mid-May. So right. At least we'll have a draft. At least we'll have a draft there. But yeah, the first regional council meetings, a huge chunk of that should be devoted to the needs assessment. If I mean, really, every meeting should have some piece to the needs assessment. I know most regional councils have adult and children subcommittees established that meet regularly, and that's their focus anyway. So that's an ongoing discussion that they all have. But yeah, April 1st is the biggest date.
Yeah. Okay.
And so, I'll share an email about that. Right. I'm going to send an email out about that probably within the next week.
Okay. And do all the regional chairs have the worksheets as well as the instructions and due dates?
They will in my email because it changed this year. Remember, everyone on the call should be aware now that the needs assessment went from 4 required needs, 2 mental health, 2 substance abuse, that it could be 2 to 6. Thank you, Region 2. Look at Ben. Look at you smile. I do remember. Yeah.
That's advocacy.
Thanks to Ben.
Yeah. I'll
share all that info.
Okay. Awesome. That's wonderful. Thank you so much. Okay. Any other questions from the other committee folks? Rachel, Shara, Debbie?
No, none from me.
No from me.
Okay. Well, this has been one of those speed round type of committee meetings, which I think we all kind of like because we get time gifted back to our day. The last thing I wanted to do is 2 things. First of all, I wanted to commend the department. I know you guys are hustling to try to get out the door for Christmas and time off, but I also know you all are working like you know what, because of all those RFPs that were due in November. And you've got grants to read and score and all that stuff. So thank you for all your efforts involved there. I know you've got lots to do, but it's also a very exciting time when we get to see all these new programs and services that can be funded with those new opportunities. So thank you, thank you, thank you. The last thing I want to do is wish everyone a happy holiday.
Thanks,
Ben. Happy holidays, everyone.
Yeah, we appreciate you and everyone on the call as well. So, happy holidays.
Yeah, and so the gift from your committee chair is we will not let Kurt Hipple sing any Christmas carols.
I've been warming up this whole time.
Yeah. Another time, Kurt, another time.
Thanks, Ben. And on behalf of everyone else, thank you.
Kirby, do you need a motion to adjourn so we're legal?
Yes, please.
Would someone make a motion to adjourn, please?
Hey, this is Shara. I'll move to adjourn.
Thank you, Shara. Is there a second? Can't be Shara. Has to be Debbie or Rachel. Has to be Debbie or Rachel.
Rebecca seconded.
Thank you. Good. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Good. The ayes have it. Thank you all. Have a good one.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everyone. Everybody. Bye.